Nigel and Seamus. How did today go?
Quite pleased. We've got a very good level of discussion started here today at our event in the Senate. I think as well we've come away with some very tangible action points that lead into the overall Horizons project and what we're trying to do here.
Was turnout a bit lower than what you expected?
Belfast is hotter today than it is in some cities in the Middle East. So, to be fair, I wouldn't blame people for staying away on a hot day like that.
But from the people we got, and we did get quite a few, especially for the day that is out there, we had a very good discussion. We're very pleased that John McAllister, Pat Ramsey, sponsored the event, and we're pleased that John was able to make it up and speak to the group and contribute in the discussions as well.
So, you know, there was only one politician that actually came, and that was John McAllister, obviously.
Well, no, but we had also other ones. We had two councillors, one from the DUP and one from the Ulster Unionist Party. In addition to that, we had members of the Alliance Party and the SDLP in attendance.
So do you think the political class here at Stormont cares enough about the project? Or
I think they do. I think that there's very key from that that they were happy to sponsor the event for a start, and they sent along representatives, and they participated fully in the discussions. I think it's a very important issue, and it's something that really they're wanting to work towards, and we're happy that they're willing to work with us.
I think they have to care about it. At the end of the day, this is about the future of Northern Ireland, and you know, in that sort of traditional sense, whatever foot you're perceived to kick with, none of that matters if there's nobody here. None of that matters if there is no economic future for this place. So, you know, no matter what side of the house they might come from, the politicians have to be engaged with what we're trying to do. And today they were. The political parties were here. They're listening to the process that we are engaging in. They are listening to young people.
Have you worked out yourselves why you think young people are leaving?
I think it's a variety of factors. Obviously, our economic position is one of those. We need to have a focus on job creation in sectors that there is potential for growth, and that means focusing in on the kind of skills that young people should be pursuing in order to reap the benefits of that potential growth. And I think we are doing that to an extent, but you know, it needs to be driven by young people. And until it is, we'll only be sort of half-heartedly doing it. I think there's an element of the political process and why some people may choose not to stay here. But again, that comes back to the simple fact that if young people are not engaged, they're not willing to do anything themselves to change it, then nothing will change. So if there's something that they are unhappy with, they have to stay to change it.
So, you know, if this has to be driven by young people, and say, how many people would there have been here today? 30?
Mm-hmm. About 30.
About 30. How do you plan to get a lot more young people involved? Because there's thousands and thousands of young people out there.
Well, today was a thinking session. Today was an opportunity for those, I suppose, most motivated, most involved, and wanted to become involved with the project, to bat around ideas and to come together to sort of make this a success, to make the overall project a success. Today wasn't about getting thousands of people together. Today was about coherent strategy meeting, for a very corporate word on it. It was a thinking. It was a session where we batted around ideas, and as Seamus has said, we got a lot of action points out of that. We know a sort of more clear direction of where we're going, and it helps to guide us, these sort of events.
In order to appeal to young people, we have to be very strategic in terms of how we market our project overall and our flagship expo. And I think that will require us to reach out to students, to school students as well as university students, to young people who are unemployed, to young people who are working, young people who run their own businesses, and all of that will require, you know, specific sets of communication to each of those. And that is a big undertaking for us. But we wouldn't be here if we didn't want to do it, you know.
Speaking about reaching out to, you know, you're talking about there about different types of young people you have to reach out to. On your advisory panel, which is it's going to guide, you know, Horizons throughout their time. How many young people are on that panel who have never gone to university? Because that was something that came up today a bit.
Actually, yes, if this is one of the questions we didn't ask, but
I think we've two.
Two or three. Out of the 13. But I suppose it depends which people replied to it, which people got engaged with that process. We understand there are going to be difficulties.
In our selection of the panel, we did our best to ensure that there's a very wide representation of different people involved. So, for instance, we have a businesswoman who set up her own business and is successful in that, and has done it all on her own bat. So her experience means something to us, and it should mean something to other young people as well. We have people from the student sector who would be involved in student union campaigns or have been in the past, and they have an understanding of how the kind of pressures that students and graduates, and recent graduates in particular, the pressures that they feel about trying to succeed in Northern Ireland.
And then on top of that, we have people from the political sector. We've got councillors and MLAs from a range of different political parties, as well as other members of the panel who might not be elected representatives but are involved in the political spectrum
The youngest member of our panel is an A-level student. So we have done our best to try and cover as many bases as possible and to have as wide a range of both opinions and expertise there that will help shape how we reach out and communicate with as many young people as possible.
So you had a positive day today overall. What are some of the biggest action points you're going to take away?
I think there are two key things that we might look at. One is trying to establish in Northern Ireland a best practice guide for work experience, work placements and internships. What is the value to an employer of taking on an intern, but equally so, what value can they offer to the young person that they take on as an intern? How can they demonstrate that an internship is not about exploiting young people into circumstances where they may not necessarily have to pay them, but rather about equipping them with skills and honing their own abilities so that they can succeed in whatever field they choose to go into.
Okay.
So there's one example of something that we have discussed today and something that will come away from this. Another is that there is perhaps a lack of clarity in terms of funding that young people here can access. Be that funding an investment in starting their own business, or be it in starting up community organisations, either locally or on a Northern Ireland-wide scale or whatever else. So perhaps another thing we might look at on the back of that is to produce a guide to funding and funding streams that are available to young people in Northern Ireland and how they can go about reaching out to them and accessing funding.
And just finally then, what's next for Horizons?
Well, obviously on our own horizon is the expo on the 7th and 8th of November. But there will be a range of different events in between then.
And you'll be invited to all of them, of course?
Of course. Today, this afternoon, after we leave this event, we will be launching our website. And following on from that, our focus will continue to be on what we can do to inspire confidence in our young people here.